Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, September 18th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. We've got a great show for you tonight. We have put together some clips that you might have missed during that epic 28-hour Operation Money Bomb broadcast 2015. Just to reiterate, we are having excellent specials on all of our flagship InfoWars Life products. So if you've wanted to try them, now is the time, especially the Super Male Vitality is 30% off, and that is a great deal considering the fact that you can get free shipping as long as you order by the end of the night tonight. Again, that free shipping ends tonight. However, the sales will be going on throughout the weekend. Alex Jones did that just for you to say thank you so much for helping us reach that $1 million goal so we can reach 400 million plus people out there, bringing them the info war. Now, for the show.
We've reached a critical juncture in the globalist program. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015. And with the money we raise from this, we will be able to stay on the satellites and get on cable stations across North America, reaching tens of millions of more people right at the time they're receptive and looking for answers. So join us this September 16th and 17th. We're charging up, getting ready, and going in.
Donald Trump was just talking about how he wasn't fooled by the Iraq war, and Jeb Bush comes back and says, well, let's talk about Hillary Clinton instead. 3 months
that Abraham Lincoln couldn't have been elected.
You know what? As it relates to my brother, there's one thing I know for sure. He kept us safe. I don't know if you remember.
Hey, Joe, talk
about that.
Did he really just say that?
He kept us safe. I've got a lot of buddies who are dead.
Everybody's
missing
safe
legs,
in prison,
missing arms,
right? Unless you're
the wars his brother created.
Yeah.
That's complete and total BS.
Yeah.
And he did keep us safe.
I don't know.
He kept us safe.
Hey, never forget, Jeb. Never forget.
We've had a president who called ISIS the JB squad.
They have installed fear because of his entire campaign.
They call him Jeb, and he earned that.
This is a nation led by fear now because of that man.
He said that.
Yeah. I earned it.
Well, I guess he kept you safe by, you know, taking away all your rights, so you can't really do anything.
Hey, man, I got my TSA pat down like 3 times in the past week, man. I'm doing good. I feel safe. That's freedom right there.
Yeah.
Yay, tyranny.
Look at who's been tested. When there were 100,000 protesters in my capital, I didn't back down. When they issued death threats against me and threats against my family, I didn't back down. When they tried to recall me,
he set up those evil union guys. If Licks could kill, I mean, they had blood coming out of all their
orifices.
When
they got me to play one of the Who's from Whoville, I didn't back down.
On the podium opposed to the Iraq war. I've made my career as being an opponent of the Iraq war. I was opposed to the Syrian war. I was opposed to arming people who are our enemies. Iran is now stronger because Hussein is gone. Hussein was the great bulwark and counterbalance to the Iranians. So when we complain about the Iranians, you need to remember that the Iraq war made it worse. Originally, Governor Bush was asked, was the Iraq war a mistake? And he said, no, we'd do it again. We have to learn. Sometimes the interventions
backfired. We have to learn from our mistakes. Yeah. But it wasn't a mistake. It's not going to learn from it.
We double down on our mistakes.
Yeah.
We have to make the decision now in Syria.
See, if he was an honest man, Jeb Bush would learn from his mistakes. But since he and his brother are liars, they just continue to lie to us.
I understand that Governor Bush's name has been invoked, and then we can go to you, Senator Rubio.
Here's the lessons of history. When we pull back, voids are created. We left Iraq. We should have had a forces agreement to stay there with a small force. And instead of that, we politically and militarily pull back, and now we have the creation of ISIS. 36 days ago, in this very library, I gave a speech with a comprehensive strategy how to take out ISIS.
We need an American empire on which the sun never sets. We invade countries, and we have to stay there forever. Otherwise, you know, we can't tell what's going to happen.
Make sure that the world knows that we're serious, that we're engaged, that we're not going to pull back, that our word matters. And if we do that, we can create a force that will take out ISIS both in Iraq and in
just
Syria,
quit
which
funding
will take
them.
A lot
quit giving them
because of what
weapons.
President Obama's done by pulling back.
I want to go even deeper, and I want to go even deeper in that direction, because I think the belief that somehow by retreating America makes the world safer has been disproven every single time it's ever been tried. Syria is a perfect example.
The founders were wrong. Maybe he didn't catch that from his Cuban background. He didn't understand about foreign entanglements. But in America, we had a policy that worked very well for us while his ancestors were in Cuba. He's not even qualified under the Constitution to run for president. He doesn't have, he wasn't born of American citizens, and he doesn't understand American, history either. He doesn't have any appreciation for or understanding of a foreign policy that worked until Woodrow Wilson. The 20th century has been a disaster for America, and these people up here are a disaster for America. Except for, Rand Paul, who's opposed it. Donald Trump opposed it, although Donald Trump says, I'm a very militaristic person. Did you notice?
Yeah.
He said, I'm a very militaristic person, but I wouldn't go to Iraq.
Yeah.
And he is a very militaristic person, unfortunately.
When the war, when the issue occurred in 2003, I suggested to President Bush that he not go to war. Okay, so I just want that on the record. And, you know,
he
a
suggested
lot of people
it.
Are very much against us getting involved right now with global jihadism. And they refer back to our invasion of Iraq, and they seem to think that that was what caused it. What caused it was withdrawing from there and creating a vacuum, which allowed this terrible situation to occur.
The only vacuum that exists in their lives. Again, the number for the 28-hour InfoWars money bomb is 888-253-3139. You can make a donation there. We have some of the crew that is standing there to talk to you, as well as operators standing by. We have a special up until 10 p.m., 30% off of Super Male Vitality. We also have 20% off of Brain Force Silver Bullet. We have 15% off of Deep Cleanse, Secret 12, our B12 formulation, and Oxy Powder. So we're trying to offer this as a thank you to those of you who have supported us by supporting your health, who supported this operation. We're trying to take this to the next level, trying to get to satellite broadcast where we can reach 400 million people with $1 million. We hope that you can stand with us with that. If you are struggling financially, as many of us are, we're trying to offer you some discounts off of products as well. And again, we have a special until 10 p.m., 30% off Super Male Vitality. Free shipping on everything that you buy. Again, that number is 888-253-3139. This is a 28-hour InfoWars money bomb. We're here live with Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo. I'm David Knight. Let's get back to the debate.
Well, the only reason there's a vacuum over there is because we put the vacuum in the room. You couldn't have created a vacuum if we didn't place it there. That's what people keep forgetting. They keep saying, oh, we pulled out. That created a vacuum. We made that vacuum. We created that. We put that there so that could happen. So that's, I hate hearing that whole term.
You know, we created a vacuum in Iraq, didn't we, Joe? We also created a vacuum in Libya. And we have a festering situation in Libya because we took down Gaddafi long after he was no longer a threat to anyone. He had not bothered anybody in decades. But we took that down. Benghazi was a part of that. And now that it's become a breeding ground for jihadists and for terrorism.
Yeah, Libya used to be a beautiful place. Now it looks like the West Bank. Now it looks like Gaza. It's horrible. Anytime we intervene, we make the situation 10 times worse. We're not Team America World Police. That's what people have to remember. We have to stop getting into people's business.
We need to also get people to understand, as we've been trying to point out here at InfoWars for a very long time, and we've seen this today, multiple news reports documenting how the United States created ISIS. Understand that when you hear these people tell you that we have to go to war to fight ISIS. Understand these people started ISIS along with the Democrats. They created ISIS. It's a creation of American foreign policy, just like Al-Qaeda is. We need to stop doing that. We are the source of the problem there, and they are escalating this into a direct confrontation with the Russians, both in Syria and in the Ukraine. These people are psychopaths.
The Obama administration is Dr. Frankenstein. ISIS is the creation Frankenstein. They created the monster, and now they're going, whoa, I don't know what to do anymore. It's gotten out of control. And that's what's happening right now, that entire analogy right there.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the debate.
business, industry, academia behind a national goal to put a man on the moon and bring him back safely. I said, you can do the same kind of thing. Declare that within 5 to 10 years we will become petroleum independent. The moderate Arab states would have been so concerned about that, they would have turned over Osama bin Laden and anybody else you wanted on a silver platter within 2 weeks. There are smart ways to do things, and there are muscular ways to do things, and sometimes you have to look at both of those to come up with the right solution.
Let me make a comment there. We're never going to achieve energy independence here in the United States as a matter of foreign policy, because it has been a matter of foreign policy since we went off the gold standard to have a petrodollar. Saudi Arabia is a protected species from the United States. No matter how many people they behead more people than ISIS. They're brutal. They're intolerant. It's a brutal regime. It's a corrupt regime. But we support them because they support our fiat currency, the petrodollar. That and peak oil has been sold by the CIA since that was a creation of Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon back in the 1970s. So that's a pipe dream to think that we're going to somehow have American energy independence. We need to get independence from the grid, and that's what we were talking about earlier, how they crack down on people who try to get off the grid. Let's go back.
Chris Christie's always talking about 9/11, and I saw the planes and all my people, the heads turned to the sky, and if needed to, I would go to war, and that's what Bush did. No, Bush said, I don't care about Osama bin Laden. We need to go to Iraq. They weren't the ones who bombed the tower.
They didn't even follow their own conspiracy theory.
Right.
They came up with a conspiracy theory that was a pile of lies as big as a rubble at 9/11, and they didn't even follow that. They immediately went off on another tangent, and the American people let them get away with it.
Right.
How many times are we going to let them get away with it?
They've stole all the patriotism everyone was feeling, and they're like, okay, well, the president says this is what we need to do.
They need an operating space. That's what Afghanistan was for Al Qaeda. It was a vacuum that they filled, and they created an operating space.
Back to the vacuum again. It's that giant sucking sound, Joe.
It is the reason why ISIS has now grown as well. We allowed
it's
a vacuum.
It's the time-tested play right out of the playbook.
And today, they're not just in Iraq and Syria anymore. They're now in Libya conducting operations in the Sinai. They're now in Afghanistan trying to supplant the Taliban as the most powerful radical jihadist group on the ground there as well. You cannot allow radical jihadists to have an operating safe haven anywhere in the world.
Governor Huckabee.
Yeah, we're helping them grow their opium so they can become such a large power there in the region.
Different intelligence analysts have said that what they sent up the ladder was doctored by senior officials so that they could give some happy talk to the situation that we face. I love the idea of a good intellectual capacity to deal with our enemies, but the fact is, if you don't have good intelligence that's reliable and it's honest, you're not going to have good intelligence and you cannot make good decisions. The next president is primarily elected not just to know things, but to know what to do with the things that he knows. And the most dangerous person in any room is the person who doesn't know what he doesn't know.
Thank you,
and
Governor.
The reason Barack Obama...
There are known knowns and known unknowns.
Doesn't know what he doesn't know. You're a dangerous person.
Another 8 years, having a person...
Hey, Biggs, do you have anything on the...
He's going to criticize Obama for having false intelligence, but he won't criticize the Bush administration for lying to people.
Knowing they had false intelligence.
Right now, we've been talking about ISIS here and there about this in this discussion. There's a big debate right now about whether or not to send more U.S. troops to fight ISIS in Iraq and Syria. In the first debate earlier this evening, Senator Lindsey Graham argued that candidates are only serious about fighting ISIS if they are willing to send 10,000 U.S. troops to Iraq.
Not about stopping funding them or airdropping them grenades. No, we have to send guys to fight against the weapons that we gave.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham, let's get serious.
Are enough as long as the rules of engagement are changed. What do you know that Senator Graham doesn't know?
No, to be clear, what I said the other day was that we need to lift the political restrictions that are already in play. Barack Obama's administration has put political restrictions on the military personnel already in Iraq. We need to lift those, and then we need to listen to our military experts. Not the political forces in the White House, but our military.
None of these guys
about how many more we sent in.
Are interested in the least way of de-escalating. They're not interested in admitting that we didn't just make a mistake. We actually created this situation deliberately. They won't admit any of that. They won't even dance around it, even when they talk about false intelligence reports briefly with the Obama administration. They won't admit how they have been dishonest with the American people and continue to be dishonest with the American people.
Yeah, they can't admit that they've done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Now I want to bring in my colleague, Dana Bash.
We just missed that. I'll recap that for those of you who didn't hear it. What he was saying was, we're watching this on the closed captioning. He was saying that he was very disappointed that Saudi Arabia would not accept any of these refugees out of this war. Of course, we know that. Of course, what nobody is talking about is the horrendous war that Saudi Arabia is conducting on its southern neighbor, Yemen. We had a picture on our website of a weapon there that was deliberately set up to target civilians. It looked like an exploded lightsaber. But that's the Saudi Arabia that we know, the Saudi Arabia that beheads more people than ISIS, that is intricately involved with the CIA and our dark side of our government. They get a free pass because of the petrodollar. That's why they're doing this.
And in Western civilization, we need to make it clear that our faith in the Jewish and Christian principles force us to live a life bigger than ourselves, to
Thank
be
you,
sinners
Governor.
And justice.
I would also add
so
that what Rand Paul was saying was that we needed to not have boots on the ground in this conflict. He said we could support the Kurds with air support. I would like to see a more non-interventionist foreign policy. I think what we need to do is we need to stop the war, stop starting wars. We need to pull out. We can give some humanitarian aid to the countries that we have destroyed, and we need to mind our own business. We need to rebuild our country instead of focusing on destroying other countries. But that's precisely what they don't want you to do. They don't want you to focus on the destruction that these people and the Democrats have inflicted on America. They want you to focus on the fearful Ausländer, as Hitler would call them, the foreigners who are a threat to you. They want to tell you.
We need to reform the Department of Defense.
Thank
we
you.
Need as well to invest
Thank
in our
you,
military
Fiorina. We're
technology.
Going to turn we're going to turn to domestic issues
and
now with
And we
Dana
need to
Bash.
Care for our veterans, so 307,000 of them aren't
She's
dying,
not going to shut up.
Waiting for health care.
Thank you. Dana Bash.
Governor Bush, let's talk about an issue that's very
wow.
important to Republican voters, and that's the Supreme Court. After Chief Justice John Roberts voted to uphold Obamacare twice, Senator Cruz criticized your brother for appointing John Roberts to the Supreme Court. Looking back on it, did your brother make a mistake?
Well, I'm surprised Senator Cruz would say that since he was a strong supporter of John Roberts at the time. I will talk about what I will do as President of the United States as it relates to appointing.
Maybe we should talk about why John Roberts wrote both the assenting and dissenting opinions on Obamacare. Was he blackmailed? We all talked about that. We said, do they have dirt on him? Then we found out they were deliberately targeting him, and I think it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg were directly being targeted. We also found out after we were all speculating about that, that we had massive NSA surveillance was confirmed to everyone, and we knew that was happening. And that's one of the key things we have to worry about a Stasi surveillance state that all these people except for Rand Paul support. And I'm saying all of them. Donald Trump says that Ed Snowden is a total traitor, and he said, you know what we do with traitors? Implying that he needs to be imprisoned, needs to be executed. So every one of these guys except for Rand Paul want to make a bigger mess of the Fourth Amendment, the Constitution, a bigger shred of paper out of it.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com. Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different different cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We've got a special guest, and
he's a very dangerous man.
This is someone that you speak to on a weekly basis, maybe.
Yeah, we're good friends.
Yeah. So go ahead and introduce our guest.
Well, the reason why I say he's a dangerous man, I personally don't think he's dangerous, but the federal government certainly does. And that's because of his ability to unite people of all color. And we've even got proof from his official FBI profile that says he's dangerous for that reason. And, of course, I'm talking about Larry Pinkney, and he is a member of the original Black Panther Party, also a victim of COINTELPRO, a political prisoner for 10-plus years. And he joins us now from the land of Mordor. And, Marcos, I'll read that in a second, but first let's get Larry on. Larry, welcome to the InfoWars Money Bomb. It's good to have you.
Brother, this is fantastic, and I want to also extend my kudos to Brother Joe sitting there with you. But what can I say? Let's rock and roll.
That's it. I'm ready to rock and roll, too. But before we get started, I want to read the FBI profile they have on you, and we obtained this from the Freedom of Information Act. This is what it says about our guest, Larry Pinkney. Pinkney is potentially dangerous due to his demonstrated ability to unify black and white. His associates are Negro, white, and Chinese. Special attention is being given to neutralizing him, COINTELPRO. The areas of sex and drugs appear to be the most effective ones to utilize. His habits in this area are unknown, but are being monitored with this objective. Wow. So now this was back during the civil rights movement. But Larry, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. And what we really need to understand is, well, I like it. You summed it up, Darren. You know, my brother, you said it. The more things change, the more they stay the same if we allow them to be that way. And the reality is, COINTELPRO never died. The counterintelligence program never died. It still goes on whether it's under NDAA, the Patriot Act, whatever you want to, whatever name someone wants to put on it. The reality is that, in fact, in this 21st century, in the year 2015, it is far worse, I repeat, far worse than ever before. I'm not saying this to make anybody paranoid. No, this is not about being paranoid. Just be aware. You know, stop going for the ghost. Let's understand that this is not a government of, by, and for the people. This is a government of, by, and for the global elite and the corporations.
That's right.
All right? So I just had to inject that.
Well, that's right. And the government does not want to unite us. They want to divide us. And this is something.
Well, you can see that with with this whole Black Lives Matter thing. All it's done is divided the people here in America. You know, when I speak to a lot of my friends, we would sit there and go, I didn't even know there was racism between, you know, you and I. Now I have to specify, oh, my black friend or, you know, my white friend. It used to just be, hey, my buddy, you know, Apollo. Apollo is one of my great friends that I grew up with. We DJ together in clubs, and now we have to specify stuff. And then if you bring up the, you know, the white, the black, then you're racist. So there's really this huge division, and the Obama administration's definitely been behind that. They haven't denied it in any kind of way, and they're pushing this racist agenda forward. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the bottom line is this. How can black lives matter if all lives don't matter?
Amen.
I mean, let's be honest. Stop shucking and jiving. How can black lives matter if all lives don't matter? Okay? The lives of my black, white, brown, red, and yellow brothers and sisters all matter. The name of the game is to divide, to control, to manipulate. So, and let's remember, just a couple of weeks ago, the so-called leadership of Black Lives Matter sat down with who? Hillary the Butcher Clinton. Come on, let's get real. And we need to understand that we everyday ordinary black, white, brown, red, and yellow people, we are the only ones together, collectively, who are going to bring about effective systemic change. Only us. We need to get off the plantation. That's right, I said plantation. We need to get off the plantation because that's where the Democrats and the Republicans have us. They have us on the plantation. It's time, as Thomas Jefferson said, for a revolution. He said, to quote him, every generation needs a new revolution. And the Democrats, in particular, are famous for that. I think that, my brother Darren and I have talked a little bit about Lyndon Johnson and what Lyndon Johnson had to say. Darren, you might want to elaborate on that. I don't know.
Well, Lyndon Johnson was infamously known for saying that he'll have those N-words voting Democrat for the next, 100 years, I think was the quote?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we need to understand that as long as we allow ourselves to be duped, and that's what we're doing. We allow ourselves to be duped. When I wrote years and years ago, and I tried to warn people about this Barack Obama creature, they said, oh, no, you don't understand. He's black. That's what they said, right? And I said, you don't understand because you're acting like a damn fool. You need to pay attention to what a person is about. As Dr. King said, it's about character, not color. It's about character, not color. So,
happening all over again right now. We have that same thing happening now with Hillary Clinton. You have these feminists, you have these women coming out and going, well, just because she's a female, they're going to vote for and completely ignore all the horrible things she's done. Like you said, you called her the butcher earlier. She is a pretty much, I think, one of the most evil human beings out there. But people are going to look past that. And the fact that she's a woman, we just had the first black president. Now we have to move to have the first woman president so we can progress on and completely ignore who she is as a person, which is what we should be paying attention to. Not what she looks like, not what genitalia she has, but who she is, her character, or lack thereof.
That's right. That's right. And the fact is that irrespective of her, I like the way you put that, genitalia, irrespective of what her gender may be, the reality is that she's Bloody Mary all over again. That's why I refer to her deliberately as Hillary the Butcher Clinton, because she's a butcher. And let's understand that. How do you, what, because she's a woman, she's going to bomb people lovingly? She's going to kill people gently? Dead is dead. Let's be real. And you know, Albert Einstein, I believe it was, said, I believe his quote, and I'm paraphrasing it, but he indicated that when we people, everyday people, when we people constantly repeat the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result, that's insanity. That is insane. That is absolute madness. It is time for we the people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow people in this country to wake the heck up and understand that we need a real change. Get off the plantation, Democrat, Republican, get off the plantation. This is urgent. InfoWars means just what it says. It's about information, not propaganda in the negative sense of the word, but it's about information waking up. So by supporting, and by the way, nobody asked me to say this. Darren and Joe had no idea I was going to say what I'm saying right now. All right. But by supporting InfoWars, you know what you're really doing? You're supporting yourself. You're supporting the people. You're supporting what Thomas Jefferson and Malcolm X talked about as the much needed revolution in this country. That's all I have to say.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermail Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermail Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermail Vitality. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
Still damaging your brain.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
And vaccines.
And I've seen it, and I had my children taken care of over a long period of time, over a 2 or 3 year period of time, same exact amount. But you take this little beautiful baby and you pump, it looks just like it's meant for a horse, not for a child. And we've had so many instances, people that work for me just the other day, 2 years old, 2.5 years old, a child, a beautiful child, went to have the vaccine and came back and a week later got a tremendous fever. Got very, very sick.
This is now great. He's autistic. He's doing a great job.
I only say
thank you, Donald.
It's not, I'm in favor of vaccines.
I gotta say thank you
for this. Over a longer period of time,
yep.
Same amount.
Excellent.
Thank you. Just in little
and
sections.
That's what I said
Dr.
earlier.
Dr.
I agree
Dr.
on that.
Excellent.
I think you're going to see a big impact on autism.
Dr. Carson,
yeah.
You're
going to
hear Ben Carson jump in.
Nailed it.
Pro
good job.
Vaccine.
He didn't backtrack. I like that.
That's right.
He's an okay doctor.
Okay. Oh yeah, trust me because I'm a doctor. Come on, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah,
I don't hear that. I can read the stuff myself, Dr. Ben Carson.
Right.
Read the Constitution, jerk, if you're going to run for president.
There's no autism associated with vaccinations.
Whoa.
But it is true that
documented proof by our paid off scientists.
And
paid off by big pharma.
Politicians now recognize that and I think are cutting down on the number and the proximity in which those are done.
And that's
I think
all
that's
I'm saying, Jake. That's
Dr.
all
Paul?
I'm saying.
Well,
Paul,
now they're
like
saying autism is caused by
hey, let's understand.
One after the other.
Yeah, let's understand we have such a thing called informed consent unless we're their slaves,
one
too.
One of the greatest medical discoveries of all time were the vaccines, particularly for smallpox. And if you want to read a story, it's called The Speckled Monster. It's an amazing story. It was all done voluntarily, but people came in by the droves. George Washington wouldn't let his wife visit until she got vaccinated. So I'm all for vaccines, but I'm also for freedom. I'm also a little concerned about how they're bunched up. My kids had all of their vaccines, and even if the science doesn't say bunching them up's a problem, I ought to have the right to spread my vaccines out a little bit at the very least.
That's right.
All right.
Informed
thank
consent.
You. Coming up,
right.
Jake.
Yep.
I'm sorry,
that's
Governor
right.
Huckabee, please.
That's the point. You know what? I disagree with Rand Paul on vaccines, but he nailed it because as a president, what his responsibility is not to decide, even if he is a doctor, his responsibility is not to decide what's the best for us and make us do it.
Right.
It's his responsibility to make sure he maintains our freedom to make that decision.
It's my job as a person to decide if I want to have a beer, if I decide if I want to go smoke pot, if I want to take a vaccination. It's up to me to decide what goes in my body.
That's right.
Not some president, not some dictator who thinks they can tell me what I can or can't do.
That's
it
right.
Should be up to me. That's the freedom. That's what America's supposed to be about.
And just like Carson admitted, he's like, yeah, maybe we should space them out a little bit more, but what about all the people who took them before that who are suffering the ill effects of having these things bang, bang, bang come through
Right.
In such a tight.
And you're not going to hear all these people who are now singing the praises of vaccines, even Rand Paul and Huckabee. You're not going to hear them talking about when they talk about polio, polio, polio. You're not going to hear them talking about SV40, simian virus number 40, which was put into the vaccines, adulterating the vaccines, exactly, causing, and they admitted this, causing cancer. They still continued to use it even after they knew they'd contaminated the vaccines with it.
And Jacob, I want to bring in Ms. Fiorina. I want to bring in Ms. Fiorina.
It's been done over and over again, Christy, by people like you.
I hope that I am the only person on this stage who can say this, but I know there are millions of Americans out there who will say the same thing. My husband Frank and I buried a child to drug addiction.
Oh my God.
So. Yeah. We must invest more in
what kind of drug?
Overdose of marijuana or what? I don't know.
I agree with states' rights, but we are misleading young people when we tell them that marijuana is just like having a beer. It's not. And the marijuana that kids are
let me chime in here. How many people have buried a child or a family member or a parent because of the war on drugs? Because police, SWAT team, killed them.
Mm-hmm.
Innocent people. Even people who were smoking something recreationally. Should that be a death sentence in America?
Right.
And we need to understand that this war on drugs came from a United Nations agenda, just like Agenda 21. They created an agenda in 1961, complete with four schedules. Schedule 1 drugs were drugs that said they had no medical use whatsoever. Marijuana was put into that. And the fact that they have medical marijuana exemptions puts a lie to the fact that marijuana is still a Schedule 1. But it goes worse than that. Worse than that. We have two constitutional amendments out of 20-something that are about prohibition. We had one that made alcohol, prohibited alcohol. That didn't help anybody. We have people who are dying every year from alcohol overdoses. College students every fall will go to college, get away from their parents, and overdose on alcohol. We could tell sob stories about that. It's a very sad situation. But alcohol prohibition did not stop it. It made it worse.
Right.
And it was done, though, with a constitutional amendment because we used to have people that gave a flying whatever about the Constitution. We don't have anybody like that anymore. They could care less what's in the Constitution. Where's their constitutional amendment? The constitutional amendment with 10 and with 9, those amendments say that the government doesn't have any powers that weren't directly given to them. We just had these guys quote that about certain issues, but not about the war on drugs, not about the UN's war on drugs. This is a UN agenda that these conservatives are pushing on you. It has killed millions of people in America and across the world. Far more than that, look at the war in Mexico. That is a war on drugs. You want to talk about all the violence coming across? Let's talk about the roots in the war on drugs. That war on drugs that these people have pushed from the UN has created the violence in Mexico. Tens of thousands of people have died there. More people have died there than in Afghanistan. And you want to talk about these dangerous drug cartels coming across? They were created by our war on drugs. That's the truth of what's going on here. It's far worse than what they're talking about. Rand Paul did a great job with that. It's great to see him lay that down on Jeb Bush and on Chris Christie, the privilege of Jeb Bush and the criminality of that prosecutor, Chris Christie, that disgusting.
Yeah, the war on drugs has definitely destroyed a lot of families and
their
futures.
He's almost worse than Lindsey Graham.
Why do you think we have such tangible success in the health realm? I feel like every day there's a new story. Every single day there's a new health success. There's a new victory against Monsanto or against some of the CMF stuff. Every single time I go on the news, we have a major victory in the health field.
Because it's the truth. I mean, it's undeniably the truth. We know for a fact the electromagnetic frequencies are damaging to the body. You know, we come out with solutions for that. We know for a fact. Anybody can go look at vaccines and flu shots if they do a small amount of research and not believe what they're hearing through mainstream media. We know it's a fact that they the amount that are given to a child is extremely damaging to that child. We know that artificial colors and sweeteners are damaging. There's been enough studies. As time progresses, we know that the damaging effects of pesticides, Roundup, glyphosate, you know, all of these things, genetically modified organisms. People are becoming educated. We know the damaging effects, and we're making progress because people are actually avoiding those things. The big companies never wanted to change. The, you know, Kraft, Nabisco, all those companies Pepsi, who just bought Suja juice for, bought a big stake in Suja juice, who are organic. All the big companies are realizing now, because of consumer demand, that they need to start going chemical free too, because no one's going to buy their products anymore. It's exactly what we wanted and what we've been asking for years.
It's true. We're completely dominating the market and voting with our dollar. You know, I bet we're going to look back in 50, even 10, 20, 30, 40 years and say, what were we thinking? You know, because we feel like we have a responsibility right now to push all this and change all this. And some people agree and some people say you're crazy. In like 20 to 30 years, maybe 50, we're going to look back and say, how could we have ever thought that this was safe? What did we do? Just like in the 40s and 50s where they had like radiation rings and stuff, like, oh, get your radiation ring. It's really good for you. It enhances your health and it cures cancer and stuff, obviously giving you cancer. That's what it's going to be like. It's going to say, we're going to say things like the FDA said that was heart healthy. The FDA said that was good for you. The FDA said the RDA of vitamin C was what? We're going to be taking hundreds of thousands of the RDA of these vitamins and nutraceuticals. And it's going to be like no big deal. No one's even going to ask questions. At that point, we're going to understand. It's going to be like knowing that drinking water is good. We're going to be like, we drank water with what in it? And would you?
Right. Right.
Granddad, you'd really turn on a tap and pharmaceuticals would be in your water? What the heck? You know,
I think arsenic, the number one cancer causing and the most toxic chemical, fluoride, number two toxic chemical known to man, was in your water supply.
It's like Rome.
What was going on? Pipes.
They had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And some people would say, hey, maybe we shouldn't use these lead constructs to funnel all the water through it. Maybe that's why we're going insane. Not to mention we drink two bottles of wine every night. And we're like, oh, shut up. You're insane. You don't know what you're talking about. That's how I feel right now. I feel like it's at a certain point, we're just going to realize what's going on.
Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Go and grab mine.
Hey, at InfoWars, we are pro-Second Amendment. I mean, there's no way around it. No ifs, ands, or buts. And speaking of guns, Head Down Rifles has been pretty much amazing since we've taken them on as a sponsor. These guys make really awesome rifles. And in case you don't know, you're just now tuning in. This rifle right here is a one-of-a-kind Triton 10 head-down rifle. It's got a custom paint job done to it, and it has Alex Jones' signature and mine as well. And it's really a sturdy, stable, light weapon. It goes for about $1,500 just like this. Now, if you give $1,000 or more, your name is automatically entered in for a chance to win this head-down rifle with the actual Georgia Optics site that'll go on top. We'll have more information on that later as well. So I want to encourage you to donate. Help us out here at Infowars.com so Jakari Jackson and Josh Owens can go and to Arkansas and interview Larry Nichols. And if you didn't see that documentary earlier, that was really powerful, really amazing. Great
very
job.
Well made. Yeah. I mean, I was there. He's trying to say a great job. I was there while Josh shot it and then came back and did the master edit. So I give the credit to Josh Owens on that one.
But, you know, we do a lot of stuff. I like to go shooting. You spend a lot of time at gun ranges as well. You just recently bought a brand new Glock, didn't you?
Yeah.
And like the last caller from Croatia said earlier, people in America take that freedom that we have for granted. I think people should go out, go to gun shows. People are so scared. They're so paranoid about guns. Like, guns kill people. Well, no, people kill.
I don't know. Maybe they can get a shot of this desk. We have three guns on the desk and
not one of them shot us.
No guns have jumped off the desk and shot us.
Is there a way to get an overshot real quick?
And I can assure you guys that at no point during this broadcast is this magazine by itself going to load itself into this firearm, nor that one into that one, and then go on a mass shooting spree. That does not happen. That happens with people who have ill intent or people who are not properly trained. And, you know, it is unfortunate that accidents happen, but do you ban a car every time there's a car accident? Of course not. And you're much more likely to be killed in a car accident going about your day-to-day business.
It's liberal logic. People always want to blame the tool and not blame the person. People don't ever want to hold the individual accountable for their actions. And that's what we keep seeing time and time again. Like you said, it takes a person with ill intent, ill will, someone who wants to do harm to do that. Now, regardless of the fact if the government comes in, they're trying to take your guns. You know, they come in and grab all the guns up like they did in Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to go out and do something, you still have that ability. You have that hate in your heart. You can go grab a rock, a hammer, whatever it is like that. We can't start banning everything because a few bad people out there make bad decisions. And does that mean that we have this huge escalation or spike in gun violence right now? I don't really think so. I think everything's pretty much the same as it's always been since there's been guns around. The fact is that we have social media now, and the mainstream media is so liberal, they like to harp on that. They like to shove the racism stories, the gun violence.
Because you can look at the FBI's own numbers, and while we have varying degrees of handgun violence for various reasons, whether it's self-defense or police shootings or whatever else, whether they be justified or unjustified, things as far as rifles are concerned, especially military style, and I quote style rifles, are used in a very statistically low number of crimes. Yes, they are very high profile crimes. Those are ones you always hear about, but especially a fully automatic rifle, you are more likely to be beaten to death with a hammer than you are to be killed with a fully automatic rifle.
I believe in the 10th Amendment, and I really will say that the states are left to themselves.
I want to give that.
Now they're going to go to Chrissy, I guarantee you.
That you called a hypocrite an opportunity to respond. Do you want to identify that person?
Well, I think if we left it open, we could see how many people smoked pot in high school.
Is there somebody you were specifically thinking of?
Well, you know, the thing is
he was talking about me.
Yeah, I was talking
that's
about...
That's what I thought, but I wanted him to say it.
I wanted to make it
easier for him,
yeah. Okay.
And I just did.
Governor Bush, please.
So 40 years ago, I smoked marijuana. And I admit it. I'm sure that other people might have done it.
Now, this is the True Confessions part of the reality TV show.
My mom's not happy that I just did. That's true. But here's the deal.
He should have lost his right to vote. He should have been put in jail for 20 years.
Inhale.
This epidemic of drugs that goes way beyond marijuana. What goes on in Colorado, as far as I'm concerned, that should be a state decision. But if you look at the problem of drugs in this society today, it's a serious problem. Rand, you know this because you're campaigning in New Hampshire like all of us, and you see the epidemic of heroin, the overdoses of heroin that's taking place. People's families are
coming from Afghanistan.
Yeah, which is why we're government to play protecting it.
Who's guarding those opium fields?
Yeah, no vacuum there except in some noses and hypodermic needles, right?
Yeah.
Drug courts to give people a second chance. That's the best way to do this.
But let me respond. The thing is that in Florida, Governor Bush campaigned against medical marijuana. That means that a small child like Morgan Hintz that has 500 seizures a day is failing on 9 traditional medications, is not allowed to use cannabis oil, and that if they attempt to do that in Florida, they will take the child away, they will put the parents in jail.
Yes.
And that's what that means. If you're against allowing people to use medical marijuana, you'll actually put them in jail. And actually, under the current circumstances, kids who had privilege go to jail, but the poor kids in our inner cities go to jail. I don't think that's fair, and I think that we need to acknowledge it, and it is hypocritical to still want to put poor people in jail.
I don't want to put poor people in jail, Rand.
Well,
and here's the deal.
You oppose poor people in jail.
When the legislature passed the bill to deal with that very issue.
We have more people in jail than China does. They've got four times the population, five times the population.
Many people under mandatory minimum.
It was the first step towards not his daughter. Colorado
place. Yeah, not his daughter, Florida, not him.
But that means you'll put people in jail.
You'll put sick people in jail, but of course, when he uses it recreationally, it has no consequences.
That's true. Go ahead, Christine, please.
You know, I enjoyed the interplay. Thank you, gentlemen. I just say this.
I'm the prosecutor.
You know, first off,
I want to put everybody in jail.
Is the first state in the nation that now says if you are a nonviolent, non-dealing drug user, that you don't go to jail for your first offense. You go to mandatory treatment. You see,
I think we ought to put mandatory treatment for people overeat.
I think you need to be pro-life for more than just the time in the womb. It gets a lot tougher when they get
out. It's not his fault. He doesn't have any control. It's the spoon's fault. The spoon and fork force its way into his mouth. And
we should jail the
farmers, Joe. He is now a result of having, you know, these dangerous spoons and forks coming. I think we should ban spoons and forks so we can stop obesity because it's not about self-control.
That's right.
What about chopsticks and straws, though?
I need my sushi.
We should jail the farmers who grew the food for Chris Christie as well.
Oh, you know they
He got Twinkies.
I think he ate
they want to jail you if you transport the raw milk across state lines.
That's right.
They're already halfway there.
Yeah, you may respond, and then I'll bring in you, Ms. Fiorina.
People ask him how he's going to shut down
from Subway.
Well, and the point is, you don't have to smoke marijuana. And the way that they're using it now in pills and things like that, it's not a gateway drug. It's just, Governor Christie would go into Colorado, I get so frustrated with that.
And if you're breaking any federal law on marijuana, even though the state law allows it, he would put you in jail.
Yes.
If a young mother is trying to give her child cannabis oil for medical marijuana for seizure treatment, he would put her in jail if it violates federal law. I would let Colorado do what the 10th Amendment says.
He can shake his head no, but Rand Paul is exactly right.
He said it out of his own mouth.
Yep.
Crime was supposed to be left to the states. Colorado's made their decision, and I don't want the federal government interfering and putting moms in jail who are simply trying to get medicine for their kid.
And Senator Paul knows that that's
not true. Moving to Colorado,
in Jersey, we have medical marijuana.
Rand Paul's not perfect, but man, he is nailing it in this issue.
This is not medical marijuana. This is much further step beyond. This is recreational use of marijuana. This is much different. And so while he'd like to use a sympathetic story to back up his point, it doesn't work. I'm not against medical marijuana. We do it in New Jersey. But I am against the recreational use of marijuana. If he wants to change the federal law, I'll get Congress to
pass it. About the recreational use of Twinkies?
And get a president to sign.
Yeah, just think about all the marijuana edibles that you're denying yourself, Christy.
It's not your decision. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows you to do it, Christy.
Contradicts the federal law.
Where's your prohibition amendment?
He's saying he will send the federal government in, and he will enforce the federal law. That's not consistent with the 10th Amendment. It's not consistent with states' rights. And it's not consistent with a conservative vision for the country. I don't think we should be sending the federal police in to arrest a mother and separate them from their child for giving a medicine to their child for seizure.
Thank you for watching the show tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. We certainly appreciate you helping us take it to the next level. And you can also head over to prisonplanet.tv and become a subscriber there. Your subscription will get you instant access to over 18 years worth of high definition content. And you can always share your username and password with up to 20 people at the same time. Comes out to like several cents a day. It's super cheap. Thank you all so much. We'll see you here again Monday, 7 p.m. Central.
And all you ISIS people threatening us, hey, we're not a French newspaper, okay? We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches? This is Texas. You want to threaten me, you can go straight to hell. You understand that?
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof.
A clear-
clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.